Apparently, there's a restaurant up in Milwaukee that's been popular for years called Safe House. Well, now a Safe House is opening here in Chicago, and we heard rumors about this for a while, but of course, it's a super secret location. It's kind of a spy-themed sort of restaurant, you know, where you have to participate, you know, when you go to these sort of theme restaurants and you're supposed to participate, act along with it, it adds to the experience.
Yeah, the je ne sais quoi, if you will, and I would say that... It would be fun if you could, you know, if you're the first one to crack the code on these things, if that then, you know, gets you out of paying for the bill, you can let your one of your other guests do that.
Exactly. Now, we've been to these restaurants where they ask you to participate. I went to Charlie Trotter's once, and I had to throw a temper tantrum because, like Charlie did, of course, so you have to do the same thing. But this place, apparently, you have to provide them with a password or perform a top-secret clearance to gain entry. Then you can choose from the Seduction Lounge or the Gadget Bar, and eventually you can work your way out and have dinner, and you can observe things from the Cold War, and it's like a James Bond sort of thing, I guess. There you go. You can see a flight deck from an authentic spy plane, or some of the Berlin Wall will be at the Safe House Chicago here.
Get away from your boring, everyday, mundane life and go have a little fun and see what it's like to be somebody else for 15 minutes.
The Safe House Milwaukee has been around since 1966. Jen, you've been to Safe House Milwaukee. How was the experience?
I may or may not have been to both places.
Ooh. Well, this place, I think, is opening up. Do they have a soft grand opening? I mean, have you been to the Chicago one, too?
I have been to the Chicago one also and Milwaukee. The Milwaukee one, a little bit older, Cold War era. The Chicago one, definitely updated, more modern. And the
less
grand
James Brown, more Austin Powers.
A little bit Austin Powers, yeah. And well, there's a lot of James Bond still associated with the one here in Chicago, but I believe their grand opening is today.
Everybody loves food in this city, that's for sure. Let's walk into the program. She goes by Agent Blonde. I believe it's Peggy Williams-Smith. She's actually a senior vice president.
Agent Blonde, John.
Oh, sorry.
Don't give up the deal. What's up, man?
It's like me talking about the stonemasons.
Yeah, every turn we're in trouble today.
Batting a thousand.
Just a horrible person. Agent Blonde, good morning. Can you tell me the location of Safe House Chicago, yes or no?
You start right off the bat with asking me what the location is. Well, of course, I can give you the approximate coordinates of where the location is. We are on Ontario Street, somewhere between Michigan and Wabash.
Which makes it nice and easy for people to get there.
Between Michigan and Wabash. Okay, I didn't think of one building in particular. Are you on the north side?
You can absolutely find us because we are the only store that is red on the street with a gas lamp. And it is located on the same block as a Starbucks. Did that give you a lot of clues?
Yes.
In Chicago?
Yes.
Well, look, I'm into spy stuff. I've read all the spy novels. I like thrillers and things like this. And I'd be interested in this sort of deal. Do I have to participate? I mean that in the best way, because there's been things that I've been to in the past where I enjoy the food. I like the atmosphere. I just don't want to be sitting in at the front table and be part of the comedian's routine.
So we love for you to participate. If you know the password, you can get in without performing a silly spy clearance test.
Will my MasterCard work as a password?
Yeah, there you go.
If you don't know the password, you can come in after the first time, and we have the password posted throughout our entire location, just in secret spaces. So it may take a little sleuthing to find, but you can find the password.
And what's, now we're doing like I noticed that you mentioned, on Friday and Saturday, there's a shagadelic dance party. Now, is there any certain dress code I need to abide by? Do I need to look like Austin Powers, or do I come in looking like just a Chicago Joe?
If you do not come in looking like Austin Powers, we will provide you with the teeth. No, I'm just kidding. You can come in looking however you want to in our location.
What is the fare as far as your menu? What kind of food do you specialize in?
We have spy food. But the spy food specializes in traditional American fare. We've got great burgers. We have a scratch kitchen. We make our own ribs. We roast our own meat. We have a great covert macaroni and cheese that's absolutely out of this world with a spice. We've got a great salmon for those who want to eat on the healthy side. And we have four or five great salads as well.
Well, we love profiling new restaurants. And your Milwaukee reputation precedes you. I guess it's a terrific, terrific place in Milwaukee. So good luck. I hope it's a competitive world, the restaurant business here in Chicago. Good luck.
They brought something from Milwaukee with them, the cheese curds.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well,
thank you very much, Agent Violet. I forgot to bring those up.
Not a problem, now Agent Blonde.
Now I know the connection here.
Agent Blonde and Agent Violet. Okay.
Agent Blonde and Agent Violet. Okay. Now I got it.
Okay, Agent Juan Grande.
All right, Raymundo Sanchez. Secret handshake. All right. Well, thanks. We appreciate it. We'll be over to sample the fare, okay?
Sounds great. Thanks so much.
Take care. Bye-bye. Grand opening today. This is the Safe House, Chicago, someplace on Ontario. Someplace between Michigan and Wabash.
Yeah. Now, would Sarah be into doing these kind of things, or yes or no?
The salmon would pique her interest, obviously, and some of the she loves salmon. Yeah. And if it's well done salmon, I mean not well done, but if it's a great dish, yeah, she'd be interested.
Because I'm being harangued to go to stay home this weekend and go to an adult Easter egg hunt out at Cantini. I'm like, what? Come on, we can win a free big screen TV.
Does that mean there's little bottles of Jack Daniels inside the eggs?
I think so.
Nice.
Yeah, that'd get me to go.
Like I say, I enjoy themed restaurants. I'm fine with it. Anything where I have to participate, sometimes not so much.
After a week of working with you, I'd just as soon have a cigar and a bourbon, you know?